The Hello Foot passenger ferry, which provides service between downtown Nanaimo and downtown Vancouver, is increasing its regular sailings and adding special late-night runs. A total of 10 extra late-night sailings are being added this month and next for concerts and sporting events, such as Coldplay, Pink, Morgan Wallen, Guns N' Roses and Canucks hockey games. Alistair Caddick, chief executive at Hello, said the company is seeing strong demand for late-night sailings from people on Vancouver Island wanting to attend concerts and sporting events in Vancouver. Since launching the service on August 16, the company has carried just over 23,000 passengers. In October, the ferries will leave Nanaimo at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 3:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. They will leave Vancouver at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Viasat Inc., based in Carlsbad, California, is supplying the Wi-Fi service for Hello's two ferries. The Fastcats are set to link to Viasat's K-band satellite network, created to deliver high-quality connections in remote areas. Viasat already provides in-flight connectivity to the commercial airline sector. Viasat is designed to allow ferry passengers to have full Wi-Fi service, including streaming. Go to hello.com for more information. Construction job fair in Victoria. Newcomers to the job market are invited to the Construction Foundation of BC's job fair on September 26 at the Hotel Grand Pacific. The free event, dubbed Welcome Exchange, is set for 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 463 Belleville Street and will provide an opportunity for job hunters to network and make connections with local employers. Employers from various organizations and different sectors are invited to participate. For more information, contact Daria at constructionfoundation.ca. Powell River has new chief administrator. The city of Powell River has hired Lisa Bhopalsingh as its new chief administrative officer, taking her away from Nanaimo, where she has been serving as director of community development. Bhopalsingh led Nanaimo's long-range planning and worked on reconciliation, sustainability, affordable housing and neighborhood and heritage planning. Bhopalsingh obtained her undergraduate and master's degrees from Oxford University and completed a master's degree in community and regional planning from the University of British Columbia.